This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, August 15th. I'm Jeff Foster. Coming up, Illinois Public Radio's Sean Crawford will discuss the latest regarding the budget. Governor Blagojevich yesterday used his veto powers to alter the budget plan given to him by lawmakers, instead using his authority to expand existing health care programs and creating new ones. And we'll have a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, today's news. The legislature's plan to give Illinois residents relief from electric rates remains in limbo, as Governor Rod Blagojevich has yet to take action on it. Amanda Vinicky has more.
The entire package now rests in the hands of the governor, who says he needs time to study the billion-dollar rate relief plan it took legislators more than 6 months to negotiate on behalf of Ameren and Commonwealth Edison customers. For the most part, the elements of the plan aren't tied to any time schedule, but one aspect is. The deal calls for long-term contracts. They're meant to secure some power at a reasonable price in the future. Ameren's initial contract expired. Another one's now in place, but it too will expire on Friday unless the governor takes action before then. Ameren Illinois President Scott Sissels says that pattern will continue.
And every week, that forecasted price needs to be reexamined and possibly renegotiated. So every Friday, we're in a system here that if there's no legislation enacted by the governor, then it's a reopener of this financial swap.
When it's negotiated each week, the price for power could stay the same, drop, or increase. The governor's office has said the deadlines should never have been part of the deal in the first place. Should Rod Blagojevich sign the proposal, the utilities say it'll be about 2 weeks later before customers could see bill credits or rebate checks. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
A corn processing plant is a step closer to being built in rural Piatt County, but neighbors say they're not giving up fighting it. On Tuesday, Piatt County board members approved the proposal from Clarkson Grain and Chicago-based Elmo Agro for a plant to process white corn for food products. Supporters say it will add jobs to the region and give farmers a valuable new outlet for their crops. But neighbors say the plant will hurt their rural lifestyle and create odors and other pollution. Their attorney, John Robinson, says the board's vote was wrong and the courts may eventually decide.
Both procedurally and substantively, I don't believe there's evidence to support the decision to grant the siting permission for this particular location just simply isn't there.
Robinson won't say on which grounds the neighbors may base their challenge or if they'll ask a judge for an injunction. Clarkson Grain has said construction could begin within 90 days of county board approval. Champaign City Council districts will be redrawn for the 2009 municipal election. We get more from AM 580's Jim Meadows.
District maps are usually redrawn after the census is taken at the start of the decade. But this year, a special census was conducted in recently developed areas on Champaign's western and northern fringes. The special census found an additional 7,700 people, boosting Champaign's population by roughly 10%. Now the city will use the special census data as it redraws boundaries for its five city council districts, boundaries that will take effect in 2009 when all five district council seats come up for election. There will be a full census in 2010, which could mean another round of redistricting in Champaign for the 2013 elections. But Champaign City Planning Director Bruce Knight says that may not be needed.
It just depends on how development breaks down. You know, this council's made it a real priority to encourage infill development. That could equalize fringe development, and it might all balance out. Who knows?
The Champaign City Council voted last night to direct staff to update the city's redistricting policy in anticipation of the work ahead in the next several months. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Republican Party officials in Washington say Illinois Congressman Dennis Hastert intends to retire at the end of his current term next year. Hastert's retirement would end a political career that included more than 7 years as a Speaker of the House of Representatives. No Republican has held the post longer. A formal announcement of Hastert's plans is scheduled for Friday. Hastert's planned retirement is likely to set off a lively scramble between the two political parties for a House seat that he has held easily since 1986. His decision has been expected since Republicans lost control of the House last November, costing him his powerful post. Illinois public health officials are looking into the possible return of a bothersome summer pest from the south, the itch mite. Health officials say they're examining Chicago area bug traps to determine whether recent reports of skin rashes were caused by the mite, which hides in oak trees. Officials say nearly 300 cases of suspicious skin irritations have been reported since August 1st in suburban Cook County. More than 50 were reported Sunday, with most coming from the city's south suburbs. The Department of Public Health says sticky traps were set in parks and on private property Monday night. The traps were collected yesterday morning for review. Itch mites caused scratching outbreaks in Kansas, Nebraska, Missouri, and Texas in 2004. For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. After months of asking state lawmakers to approve universal health care, Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is taking matters into his own hands. The governor says he'll use his authority to expand existing health programs and create new ones. As for how he'll pay for it all, Blagojevich is taking aim at the state budget lawmakers sent him last week. Sean Crawford has more.
Governor Rod Blagojevich says hundreds of thousands of Illinois residents are unable to get medical attention because they have no insurance. Most work, but their jobs don't provide health benefits. That's who the governor says he wants to help by unilaterally expanding programs and creating new ones.
Who are we talking about? We're talking about children. We're talking about parents. We're talking about the disabled, working families, poor people, and tens of thousands of women who will now have access to health care that will save lives.
Blagojevich has battled state lawmakers over health care for months, resulting in the longest overtime session in state history. While most in the General Assembly are sympathetic to the rising number of uninsured, it's been the cost of the governor's program that's been the dividing line. Republican Senator Christine Redonio of Lamont.
As we've had this discussion about health care over the entire spring session, many of our constituents understand that there's a responsible way to expand health care and there's an irresponsible way to expand health care.
Blagojevich has proposed tax hikes, casinos, and other ways to get the funding. Now he's settled on a different approach. Blagojevich wants to cut $500 million from the budget that's on his desk. A portion would come from lawmakers' projects, which he calls pork. The rest, roughly $300 million, Blagojevich is yet to specify. Lake County Democratic Senator Terry Link is leery.
None of us have seen where that $300 million is coming out of. If it's coming out of health care, if it's coming out of transportation, it's coming out of agriculture, none of us know where exactly it's coming out of now. So I think it's a little premature on any of us to say, oh, okay, we're, you know, gung-ho, we're in favor of all of those types of things to, you know, for him to pay his health care out of.
The budget the General Assembly approved provides a record funding increase for schools, but it holds the line in most other areas. Blagojevich has called it unbalanced, and few are surprised he's decided to make changes. Lawmakers can always override the governor, but the Senate President, Emil Jones, one of the few legislative allies Blagojevich has, says he won't allow it. Jones, a fellow Democrat, says he agrees with the governor that health care expansion is needed. To many, the timing of this arrangement still seems suspicious. The decision came less than a day after the governor signed into law pay increases for himself, lawmakers, and other officials. Jones had wanted the raises, but he plays down any connection between pay hikes and his cooperation with the governor on the budget.
Oh, no. No, I've been fighting for these pay raises for a year.
There are other concerns, including if what the governor is planning is constitutional. Illinois allows the governor to reduce line item amounts in the budget, but Senate GOP leader Frank Watson says he doubts Blagojevich can shift money to other causes.
I just don't think that the process will accept that. I would hate to think that we would. The governor can't go out and arbitrarily make changes in the whole budget without legislative approval.
The legal questions aside, Illinois residents are likely wondering what it all means and how it will affect them. Schools, social service providers, and others that rely on state funding have been waiting for months to know how much money they can expect. That's pushed off their own budget plans. The scenario could unfold in many different ways. The governor could follow through with his threat, and the budget would take effect at reduced levels. Others wonder if the governor is simply trying to get legislative leaders back to the bargaining table. Either way, those who rely on state government for services and for paychecks must wait even longer to see how this one plays out. I'm Sean Crawford.
In the forecast for the region today, hot and humid, partly sunny. There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high around 92. Mostly cloudy tonight. There's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, the low around 72. Hot and humid tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high around 92 degrees. Cooler Thursday evening, partly cloudy, the low around 62. Mostly sunny Friday, the high around 85. Partly cloudy for Friday night and Saturday with lows around 58 degrees, the high around 82. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, August 15th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.